affidavits out there making serious allegations.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. Meantime, several world leaders have called President-elect Joe Biden with congratulations and discussed future work on the pandemic, international relations, climate change, and other issues. Six American service members were killed today in a helicopter crash in the Red Sea off the coast of Egypt's Sinai Peninsula.
One American survived. A French and Czech soldier were also killed. A mechanical failure is suspected as the cause. Up to 400 American troops are based in the Sinai as part of a UN peacekeeping mission that dates back to the signing of the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt in 1979.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. The holidays are coming. Is your home ready for family and friends? With Thanksgiving just ahead, make your home look great by calling Peaches and Clean. If your carpet hasn't been cleaned in a while, keep in mind, besides the dirt, they can trap odors that are apparent when your guests first walk in. And if you own those high-end area or oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them in their own climate-controlled rug room, and return them to you. And remember, Peaches and Clean also cleans tile and grout. They also provide care for hardwood and natural stone. And while they're doing your floors, Peaches and Clean can clean your upholstery too. You've seen the Peaches and Clean trucks all over your neighborhood, and now's the time to call and get your home looking great for holiday entertaining. So if you live in the River Region, Auburn and Opelika, or Lake Martin, call Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, then the letter N and the word clean.com.
There's no clean like Peaches and Clean.
PeachesandClean.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news is going to get better and better over the next couple of days. In fact, we're going to be a lot more comfortable today with a high temperature around 80, less humid. I think we'll see a good bit of afternoon sunshine, mostly clear tonight, with the overnight low temperature down to about 56, so we're headed for jacket weather. Tomorrow, nearly perfect, comfortable, high 76, lots of sunshine, near 77 on Saturday. It looks beautiful. And no tropical storms to worry about for the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich who don't give a about them. They don't give a about you. They don't give about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM. WACB for this Thursday goes by in a blurs day. As always, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Terry Adams, sidekicking with us. Rosie Brock is here too.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeb, dig deep.
Please quiet.
How's everybody?
Good.
You know.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Good to be among the living.
Yes. Hey, we had a nice turnout at Baumhauer's last night.
Yeah.
And people recognized me even with my mask on, which was good.
And Dale was there.
Yes. The Queen of the Concrete was one of our... And we had another new gentleman show up last night, too, which is great. Yeah, I always seem to underestimate. I suppose to some it might seem like we're a cult. And if you watch regular media, we are a cult, right? Well, here's just in Pennsylvania court. Secretary of State lacked the authority to change the deadline 2 days before Election Day. That is a big story as it relates to Pennsylvania. And the Dominion software issue, which the president today tweeted out, said cost him 2.7 million votes. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, I think of the nice gentleman that called. Why don't we just accept the loss and move on with our lives.
No.
It's one thing. Look, in 2008, none of us were particularly thrilled because we knew who Barack Obama was. But we understood how he beat the execrable John McCain. He and Bob Dole, it's a contest between who was the weaker candidate. I don't know about voter fraud in 2012, but I think the bigger factor there was Mitt Romney just threw in the towel for whatever reason, because he's a good little deep state piece of turd.
Controlled opposition.
Yeah. This, after 4 years of nonstop harassment from Democrats and the left, we're just supposed to roll over and say, oh, boy, when I take a step back from this, I can see why everybody loved that Biden guy. I mean, he was electrifying. He was inspiring. And that ain't, that actually is not happening.
Well, the hypocrisy is what just, it just kills me.
That used to be a bad thing, didn't it?
I always thought it was. You know, I know God despises it, God hates it. And here you've got a group of people who have been telling us for 3.5, or actually who have not accepted Donald Trump's election since he was elected. Right. Now they're telling us, we'll deal with it, accept it. Well, you didn't accept Donald Trump's. Why should we accept this?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, have a dose of your own medicine.
It's just, you know.
Sick, and Donald Trump is not the type to roll over and say, there
he's
might have
been. He's a fighter.
Yeah.
And he's going to need to be.
And let's see, also of significance, one of the two Georgia Senate runners of now, they're still in the runoff status until they finish the hand count. They're going to audit that vote in Georgia. And like so many other locations, so many people were so inspired by Joe Biden, they rose from their graves to go vote.
Imagine
it's that. Just amazing the balls they have to pull that kind of crap. And we're just supposed to say, isn't that cute? You know, dead people. I see dead people at the polls.
I certainly hope that they have some sort of laws on the book that say you cannot vote in a runoff unless you voted in the original election. Because you've got all these people saying and urging others to move to Georgia so they can vote in this runoff election. Which to me, that should not be legitimate.
No.
If you didn't vote in the regular election, you don't get to vote in the runoff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I can't back this up, but somebody on one of the sites I go to said it is a felony to move just to vote there.
Yes. And this
it is. And yet they're openly encouraging
it. Yeah, calling for it.
Andrew Yang, he was one of the presidential candidates.
Remember
he
him.
And his wife are getting ready to move to Georgia. And he is encouraging everyone else to do likewise.
The problem, as I see it, who's going to prosecute these people? Because they haven't done anything. They haven't prosecuted anyone who wasn't a conservative in the last 10 years. That's what's really concerning me, guys.
Well, I wish the process could move along a little quicker, but it is moving at the speed it is.
Well, I mean, Barr's been sitting on two laptops full of felonies, full of pedophilia, and he's done nothing. You got Hillary Clinton, who sent dozens of classified material, pieces of classified material over her private server. Have they done anything to her?
Nope.
No. Nothing.
Nope. I think they take that Arkansas thing very seriously at some
evidently.
Point. The Hunter Biden laptop. The FBI's had that for a year.
Nothing.
Bagman for the big guy. All of this, it's on there, you know. But the media, in coordination with big social media, squelched that story. That's a big freaking story. And it was the New York Post that broke it, not Alex Jones.
That's right.
So you can't use that as an excuse to say, well, oh, you got to look at the source.
Exactly right, Greg.
I believe once this gets settled and he gets in for his second term, a lot of heads are going to roll.
I think there's a lot of heads that need him on the end of a rope.
Amen.
Personally.
Treason.
Yeah. Hang him high.
Yes, sir.
Great this song is from Booker T and the MGs, by the way, right? Look, I have not deleted my Fox News app, so I still get notifications from them. But the story about the Pennsylvania court ruling that the Secretary of State there lacked the authority to change the deadline 2 days before Election Day, that's going to end up with a lot of ballots being tossed.
Mm-hmm.
Better.
And I will predict now, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong once or twice over the last 15 years.
Really?
Once or twice.
I'm amazed.
Really?
Yeah. You'll still be my friend, won't you?
Yeah. But I didn't see that coming.
I predict that Trump will get Pennsylvania. I think to a lesser extent, Michigan. That is significant in Michigan because if those ballots get tossed, that puts John James in a position to get that Senate seat.
Yep.
And then Georgia becomes less of a big drama. But one of those candidates in the Georgia race is a out-and-out left-wing crackpot.
Oh, I know it.
How he even got into a runoff, I guess because Kelly Loeffler is not the strongest candidate. Lindsey Graham donated $1 million to those two today. Lindsey seems like he's...
He's back. Back to his same old self.
He's been a bit of a chameleon. He's disappointed us at times. But, you know, like at the Kavanaugh hearing, he really let him have it. And that was a good moment for him. I just wish he would be more consistent.
Yeah, amen. Because I don't trust him.
When he's at his best, he's up there with Cruz and other people who are fearless. But I'm also somewhat appalled by the number of Republicans around the country who just don't seem all that bothered by the situation.
Greg, go back to when Trump was the candidate for the Republican Party. Look at all of them who did not want him. They were vocal about, we don't want Donald Trump. Every one of those guys are deep state. Every one of them.
As George Carlin says, it's a big club, and he wasn't in it.
You better believe it, and that's exactly what this is about. Remember, Newt Gingrich said, Trump has not been, and I quote, initiated. What does that mean?
Paid your dues to the Washington swamp?
Uh-huh. He's not into the big picture, the globalism picture.
Trump is, here's a story from Axios, which is a left-wing website, but the headline is, Trump eyes starting his own digital media empire to take on Fox News. Came across a great picture today of the Hindenburg. Take a look at this. Oh, the humanity. Do you know that they finished outside of prime time, outside of Tucker, Laura, and Hannity? They are now trailing CNN. That's how far the mighty have fallen. And the scary thing is they don't seem to care.
No, they don't care.
They just don't seem to care. Fair and balanced is the Fox News motto,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're fair and balanced, though, right? 317. So we started the new contest today, and rather than get too deep into the show, well, let me grab this call.
Okay.
Hi, who's this? Hello?
Herman,
what's up, buddy?
No, not much. Am I on?
You are.
Yes.
You're on the air, my brother.
All right. Now, I quit watching Fox, and I was trying to get Newsmax last night, but amazingly, it's off the air on Charter Spectrum.
What are the chances?
How could that have happened?
I don't know. The girl told me that it was because they've had such an influx of new customers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
All a big club.
There is, a similar problem with Parler, or a similar Parler with problem. Yeah. So many people are trying to set up accounts on Parler that they're not equipped to take the influx.
Same here. That's what happened to me.
And I am in the process of doing that.
I got my Parler account started.
It's frustrating because I've had Facebook for over 10 years and built up a group that has 11,400 followers and 5,000 friends with 1,000 waiting for friend status. But if Facebook algorithms are screwing with what my followers are allowed to see...
Mm-hmm. What's the point?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to start over, but I might not have any choice in the matter.
True.
So, anyway, it's good to hear from you, my friend.
Good to talk to y'all.
All right, take care. Hi, who is this?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
That could be somebody. Now we're starting the contest.
Contest, yeah.
2729228. Now, remember, I don't even remember the name of it. I'll have to pull that up and print it. It is the Almost Dr. Baumhauer Daily Double Doctor of the Day. And we gave you a name this morning, and you have to give me that name in the form of a question to win this Daily Double. That's a double Dr. B burger combo for you at Wing Fingers downtown. So I need caller 7 right now at 272-9228. While we enjoy some 70s... Airline Muzak. Kind of makes you feel like you're soaring, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
272-9228, the answer in the form of a question. You are caller one, try again quickly, please. You are caller two, try again quickly. Hey there, caller three, call us right back. Caller four, try again quickly, please. Caller five. Caller six, so close. And let's see who is on the phone with us now. Hi, who's this?
Caller.
Your number one fan, this is Sam.
Sam.
All right, Sam, I need the answer in the form of a question.
And the question is, who is Dr. Bronner?
You're a winner.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I'm going to appreciate this. I just want to let you know.
Hey, I'm glad, man. You're a great and loyal supporter. We appreciate you. By the way, this, like the other contest, you can win one time. Although
that's
you can
fine.
Win, you can win the morning contest on the regular rules. This is a separate deal. So you will be enjoying the Dr. B burger. Hang on. And I think I'm going to have some of those on hand for tomorrow afternoon for a little taste testing.
Yeah.
And last night at Baumhauer's, I had the roasted turkey wrap, which was really, really
good. First time you ever had that?
Yes.
It's good.
Well, you know, I'm really putting in the effort with this bike program. You know, in my route, the first half of it is uphill.
You're riding a bicycle?
Yes.
What kind of bicycle?
I got it from Montgomery Multisport. The brand escapes me, but it's great. It's just a good basic bike with five gears.
Mm-hmm. That's all you need.
And I'm telling you, 20 minutes.
Get you in shape, man.
Doing that first leg uphill and then coasting back, and it's, I can feel the difference.
I'll bet.
In fact, I called Infusion on the way in this afternoon to schedule a cryoskin appointment because I'm going to do that in concert with the exercise. And maybe I won't look, I don't want to look paunchy, for lack of a better term.
Well, you don't want to look all puffed up either, you know.
God, I wish you were. I was at Lewis Lawn yesterday. See Denny and Haley and TJ and Chad Sasser and the whole crew.
Yeah, and that big expanded facility they have now.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Yeah, they got some great new products in there, and I was checking out a zero-turn 42-inch mower that...
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it looks... The cockpit of this mower is very much like something I might ride at your place.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. It's got a, you know, fully cushioned seat that adjusts and easy to operate.
You can cut it at a high rate of speed too. That's the cool thing.
Terry's so cute. He gets excited even about a lawnmower when he can ride it.
I love anything you can ride. I get excited about.
Yeah, and you know it's funny. I've never owned a rider lawnmower, but we got a lot of lawn, so. I was thinking about that and also looking at the Ego.
Oh, the electric stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Battery technology is what it's all about.
They have blowers, edgers, and trimmers, and those last a long time on a charge. Mm-hmm. The battery technology has really been upgraded.
That's what it's all about.
So I'm going to buy something. I'm just not sure what yet. Mm. You know, it's just the way I am. Lewis Lawn, by the way, is now on their winter hours from 7 a.m. to 4 in the afternoon. And they've got it all from tractor-sized mowers right down to the individual push Toro. I bought one of those from Lewis Lawn, I think it was 11 years ago, and it is still running. Gets tuned up every year. I saw it. I still go back to the old neighborhood on Sunday mornings to drop off donuts.
Oh, that's nice.
To the kids. And I saw it sitting next to the, and I almost had a tear in my eye. Because, you know, the Toro Red is a brilliant car. I'd like to have a car painted Toro Red. It's faded over the years, but it is still working. Great products, and Lewis Lawn supports everything you purchase because they have a full-service department there. Great staff to show you all the options and some new product lines that have just come in. We'll talk about those in the days ahead. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. And again, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the winter hours.
No one likes a messy situation. When dealing with an unruly septic tank, things can get messy quick. Alabama Septic Services offers competitive pricing and high-quality service, as well as rapid response times. Your go-to for residential and commercial septic tank installation, maintenance, and pumping, as well as field line replacement and installation. They also offer commercial services such as car wash cleaning and dirt pit cleaning. Give Jimmy at Alabama Septic Services a call at 334-264-8184.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran-founded, owned, and operated for two generations, the Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience, in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
This weekend, shop Kohl's Home Sale and save on your favorite brands. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Cuisinart 10-piece cookware set is now $139.99. Get 30 to 50% off Cuddle Duds bedding. And save on Shark vacuums, just $279.99. Plus, give a little more for your wallet with Kohl's Cash. Plus, fast and free store pickup. Give with all your heart. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, 15% off are valid November 11th through 21st with promo code CHEERS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Advance is helping you get your engine ready for the road this holiday season with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Mobil 1, Valvoline, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Mobil 1 oil filter for just $33.99. Plus, this holiday season, get a $25 NBA store gift card and 2x Speed Perks points instantly with the purchase of 5 quarts of Mobil 1. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment at 1135 Northeastern Boulevard for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
This is NTN, the No Pants News Network.
I'm Jim Tidy Whitey. Our top story, pharmaceutical giant Gilead may have found a cure for the coronavirus. I hope they also found a cure for shrinkage. It's freezing in here. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has disappeared. Also disappearing, my khakis. If someone finds them, please return them. I can't sit behind this desk forever. In sports, the LA Chargers unveiled new uniforms for the upcoming season. They look great, except for the pants. How do they play in those things? And finally, in entertainment news, streaming movies will be allowed to compete for Academy Awards. Maybe Netflix will make a sequel to my all-time favorite film, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
No Pants News. We report, you decide if we're going commando.
I have pants on, and I'm here to tell you that Rudy Giuliani, I just saw the story on Citizen Free Press, another website I urge you to bookmark. You know, not once did I even peek at Drudge this whole election cycle. Not
stay away
once,
from Drudge.
It's been over a year.
Bad people.
Anyway, a worker for Dominion, that's the software company with the, you know, that manages to switch 6,000 Trump votes to Biden, because the software tells it to do that.
Of course.
And it's connected to the internet, so it's hackable. A worker for Dominion in Michigan provided an affidavit to Rudy Giuliani stating 100,000 ballots for Biden were brought in to catch up with Trump. And we heard the stories of workers, votes coming in the middle of the night by the truckload. It says, we had them. Where do we need to send them?
Yep.
You can individuals without estate plates.
Yeah. How's that happen? How are Michigan ballots delivered from, Indiana? Kuta.
The answer is, who is Sam?
Ooh.
Who is Sam?
Didn't Sam win?
Yeah.
Sam
won.
Okay. That was just trying to be funny here. So, Tommy, it doesn't work. Hey, I believe it was Herman said there was a problem with Newsmax.
Yes.
Well, Marty Mann, another listener, just sent me an email saying he's watching it on Charter Spectrum, so it could be.
Okay, I was going to say I'm watching it right now. Maybe it'll be on today. It also comes on WOW on channel 935, if anybody has WOW.
935, good number.
Oh, they have it in HD?
HD is 935.
On WOW.
The regular channel is 92 on WOW.
Wow.
Rich Thomas has the HD channels memorized on WoW. It doesn't matter. I've got an HD TV. It just doesn't matter that much to me.
I just want to see it. I'll see it.
I noticed that it does make a difference watching baseball because you can see the ball a little bit better. But other than that,
who watches baseball around here anyway?
Looks the same on channel 46 as she does on whatever it is in the HD universe.
We have 23 registered baseball fans, Cooter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Golly, 23, that's great, man.
Yeah, it's almost time to, take a second look at that, see if we can't find a few more.
All right, you guys all have a great evening. Well,
thanks,
see
Cooter.
You, Cooter. Greg, we do. Have y'all talked about the fact that Feinstein's husband is a huge stock owner in Dominion?
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I believe the Pelosi's may have some connections there as well.
Imagine that.
Got to be looked into. I mean, you lose, but you've got to make sure
the other side doesn't cheat.
You know that little white cat they use in a lot of memes? Mm-hmm. It always looks like it's yelling at the dinner table.
Yeah.
The picture here of Heels Up Harris saying, "I have Indian blood in me." And the cat says, "Imaho isn't a tribe."
Ooh,
the Imahos.
I love that. That's good.
She's making the face. She's making the rosy face.
I told him it's involuntary. It just happens.
Just happens.
Well, I mean, I've known other women who could completely relocate their lips to one side of their face. And that usually was not a look of approval.
No.
What I'm saying?
Generally speaking, no, it's not.
Yeah. Interest rates are super, super low. And this is an ideal time to buy. If you're renting, by the way, welcome to your rent increase at the end of your lease when they bump it up $50 a month to cover for that, what you thought you wouldn't have to pay as a renter. Why not just put that money into a home you own, something you can call your own? Enjoy the tax benefits that come with home ownership, the ability to not have to worry, well, what's the landlord going to think if I put this here? Skip that and go with the guy that has led more people in home ownership than anybody I know, thousands over his great career, Morris Capuano. Ideally suited. A mortgage is an anxious time, whether it's your first or your 10th, in my opinion. You want somebody you know is on the job, who can answer any of your questions, and who will get you through the process psychologically intact. Am I not describing this man to a T?
Absolutely correct.
His number is 409-9300. Get a pre-approval before you shop, and then you've got all the leverage when it comes to negotiating a price, because you won't have to worry about getting the mortgage for the place that you're interested in. That's Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank and Equal Housing Lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. His number again, 409-9300. Here is Terry.
Hey.
Hi.
Greg, did you think about telling Terry about the 2020 thing I told you about yesterday?
2020 thing.
Jar my memory.
2020 divided by 66.
Oh, yeah.
3030.
Yeah. And that was Joe's text number, right? For fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I will demonstrate it for him during the break.
Yes.
We're going to go downstairs and check traffic. Thank you, man. All right, 334, we're expecting David Blackman. Let me just check to make sure he didn't have an issue at the last minute. Hang on here.
I'm sure he's on a list, so we're all on a list.
We're all on a list, yeah.
AOC, they're coming to get us, Greg.
Yeah. Which re-education camp would you like to go
to? If we get our choice, you know, I'm not sure where, I don't know.
I've never been to the backwoods of Louisiana, you know,
exactly.
Why not there? Traffic for the first time this afternoon at 334. Oh, there's Aunt B with the smoking dry cleaner.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got a couple of accidents for you. The first one, North Burbank Drive. That's right off the Atlanta Highway. It's in front of Burbank Coin Laundry and Cleaners. Use caution there. We've also got another accident, Vaughn Road, right in front of the Winn-Dixie. Be cautious there. Everywhere else around the city, we're light to moderate right now. A little busy on East South Boulevard, but no accidents to tell you about at this time. Haynes Ambulance, there for you and your family 24 hours a day, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, there when you need them most. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
When the coronavirus struck your community, what if you had no soap, masks, food, medical care? This is the reality for the world's most vulnerable people. But there's hope. Children International is helping provide children and families in poverty with the critical essentials they need to survive. Things like food assistance, hygiene education, medical help, and financial aid. To learn how you can help, go to children.org/help today.
In a world that still calls for your touch, the You by Moen smart faucet answers without it.
Moen, wash my hands.
Only one faucet allows you to create hundreds of presets that deliver the exact amount and temperature you ask for. You by Moen, the only faucet you never have to touch. Water designs our life. Who designs for water?
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. There's been a surge in COVID-19 cases in the Alexander City School System. Alexander City Schools will switch to remote learning starting Monday. Right now, the school system has 17 students and 15 teachers who have tested positive. In addition, 241 students and 18 teachers are in quarantine because of close contact with someone who's tested positive. In-class learning is scheduled to resume on the Monday after Thanksgiving. There's debate over whether Montgomery Public School students should return to in-person learning after the Thanksgiving holiday. Board President Claire Wheel says even if the school system chooses not to extend the break, students can still opt for virtual learning. The Salvation Army at the River Region kicked off its annual Red Kettle campaign today. It's a sure sign the holiday season is here. They need help ringing the bells. If you would like to volunteer to ring the bell, you can call this number, 334-265-0281, extension 14. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some good weather news, and we've fallen into a very nice air mass with mostly clear skies tonight. Jacket weather overnight. Low temperature falls to about 56. Tomorrow, look for a great day. Plenty of sunshine. High around 76. Low humidity. We'll be in the low 50s on Friday night. Saturday's high around 77. Just about perfect. Sunday's looking pretty good as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
Mr. Biden,
you're running for President of the United States.
I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
Okay, whatever.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, make sure you have the record player on at night, the phone. Make sure the kids hear words. Brock and I think it's a right for people to have bad health care. I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure. 4 more years of Georgia, he is going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, but if Donald Trump is reelected. And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black. You may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? We choose truth over facts. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by, go,
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We used to have Fox on in the studio at this time, but no longer.
Nope.
So Andy is on, and it's the episode where this really hot blonde, Andy gets a thing, and Barney keeps inviting himself into their dates. And Andy gets so pissed, as he should be, because Thelma Lou, well, it's a long story. This is electrifying.
Wow.
Bernie Sanders.
That's pretty good.
Bernie Sanders, who has never worked a minute in the private sector of his life, has volunteered to be the Secretary of Labor.
Yeah.
Isn't
that ironic?
What a guy.
And, you know, he did roll over, whatever you want to call it, lay down.
You know the thing.
You know the thing. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So that Joe could... does everybody remember? Joe didn't win anything. Nothing. I don't even think he placed in the top three in any primaries until South Carolina, where he went and pandered to the black vote, and that got him a win, and that's all he needed to get the nomination. He did not roll up... This is the plan.
All along.
It's so obvious now, it made us scratch our heads then, but it's so obvious now that Joe Biden is the Trojan horse through which these effing radical leftists plan on destroying America as we know it.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Do they use Dominion software in South Carolina?
Oh, they did.
I said, do they?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we know they used it in Michigan, and we know they, I don't know about Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania was just a matter of the Democratic attorney general or elector official in Pennsylvania deciding on their own that, hey, we're going to extend the ballot deadline 3 days when they have no authority to do that. Right. So any ballot that came in and they didn't magically postcard, you know, predate, those are all going to be tossed.
Dominion election machines used in every contested state.
Well, what a surprise.
Yeah. What are the chances?
At 3:44. So Bernie Sanders, labor secretary, a guy who has been a government parasite.
There you go.
For his entire political career.
Perfect word for him. He is a parasite.
3:44, we have Papa John on the line. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. You know what? I've had a thought, and it might be dangerous.
Careful.
But I am, and I know they're setting this up, and we can all see it, where the 25th Amendment's going to come into play
yep.
if he is indeed elected.
Yep.
And Kamala Harris is going to step into that position.
Yep.
Think about it with me, Greg. Is that not actually better than Biden being there? Because to me, what makes John Roberts dangerous is you don't ever know where he's going to land. With Kamala Harris, you know exactly what she's going to try to do. And if we have the Senate, they're going to stop her from doing it. So all it's going to do is just frustrate her.
That's interesting.
Come on, right.
Papa John, we have a really bad connection.
Yeah.
So, but we got.
I know I'm in this dead spot up on the road. Anyway, it was just a thought.
No, it's a good thought. Yep. It's a very good thought. Again, Trump needs to fight, and we need to know what happened in these states. Again, you look at there was no problem in Ohio. Nope. Trump won by 9 points. You're telling me that Pennsylvania is so different? They're both primarily states that have prospered under Trump with real low unemployment, reviving the fracking business. That's a David Blackman question that we need to get into detail on with him as to what could happen to our energy independent status. And you know who's going to be the first to complain when they stick the hose in the nozzle in their...
Yeah, the idiots that voted for Biden.
Yeah. Why is gas $3 all of a sudden? Yep. Well, did Trump do that on the way out?
That's what they're going to say. You know they're going to say it was Trump's fault.
That's despicable.
Because that's what they do. This
wretched,
is Trump's fault.
Wretched people. 3:46 in sports.
The Masters is back on CBS.
The Masters.
And this year, no spectators, no gallery. No one yelling, get in the hole, or Baba Booey. The Masters begins today on CBS.
Have you ever played golf?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
All my life, yeah. I haven't. I go through cycles with it a few years ago. I got into it, played with Scott Bowers.
I like Scott. Scott does good work.
And... I feel terrible because I want to remember the names of the Steve German, and had a great time. Yeah. And then something happened. I don't know what it was. Maybe I ran out of money. Golf's not cheap. But I kind of like to get back out there and get into it again. And maybe, you know, getting started with the bike riding.
There you go.
Maybe get myself at least out to the driving range and hit a few balls.
There you go.
And, yes, I have a hole-in-one on my resume. Next time you're at the house, I'll show you my certificate. Right. September 5th, 1967, Marquette Park Golf Course, Chicago. Greg Boudel, 200 yards.
Wow.
You got to get proficient, Greg, because you may go to Mar-a-Lago at some point and golf with the president.
Ooh. That's a nice thought, Rosie.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you think so highly of me, but I'd say there's about a chance of that ever happening.
Never know.
You never know. That's right.
Uncle Ron.
Hey, greetings and blessings for our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know what? I still got peace about me because God's in control, and it's all going to work out the way he wants it to, no matter what we do and no matter what they do. But I do believe they're a bunch of crooks.
They are.
I had a thought. I don't even know if Facebook or Twitter or any of them would let this fly, but send out a national tweet or twit or whatever you call it, or on Facebook somehow, and just ask Republicans to say aye to everyone who voted and see how many ayes we get.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Throughout the United States. It's a thought.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it... I mean, it's not going to help his case any, but I just hope he can prove all these... I believe everything that they're finding out is true. You know, like the machines and everything. Every state...
I don't know how many people voted for Mitt Romney in that election, but when it was lost, it was lost. Right now, you have 70 million plus seething Donald Trump voters who are just not going to... I'm going to turn that off.
Yep.
We're not going to just roll over because the media declared Joe Biden president-elect.
Exactly.
The media doesn't do that. I looked at the Constitution, and nowhere in the Constitution does it say CBS picks the winner.
That's right.
Screw that. Thank you for the call.
That's exactly right.
Kira.
Yes, I remember y'all from this morning.
I remember your name, Kiri Leysan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great name.
I was actually calling in because I wanted to say my boyfriend and I listen to your show every day.
Thank you.
In the morning and during this time, my boyfriend actually works at Zoe's Kitchen in East Chase. He listens to y'all the whole day.
Zoe's Kitchen?
I love Zoe's.
Yes, it's actually a very good restaurant.
It is.
He's actually working on being at least a lead cook up here, so I'm very proud of him for that, and he's a very good cook.
They've got great food.
I've never been there. What's their menu?
It's like Greek, kind of Mediterranean.
Mediterranean?
Do they do like Athenian steak?
Well, they do like steak kebabs.
Yeah, steak kebabs.
And do they do the...
They have some delicious chicken soup, and they have hummus and pita bread.
I'm thinking of the sandwich, the gyro.
Yeah.
They must do a great gyro sandwich, right?
Yes, I don't think I've ever tried any of the sandwiches. I usually stick to the salmon kebabs. Those are pretty good.
Well, you know what? Mrs. Rutabaga likes Greek food, so she's got a day off. Are they open on Sunday?
No, I don't think so.
Nothing's ever open at my convenience. What is what's going on here?
The world's against you, Greg.
It is. The world hates me. But Kira, it's so nice of you to call, and let me thank you both for being listeners. And I'm going to get over and try that place one of these days.
Oh, yes, sir. And we plan on actually coming to see y'all at Baumhauer's on Wednesday.
Yay!
I was just going to say, let me extend that invitation to you. We'd love to meet you. That would be great.
We've been wanting to meet you for a while now. We just haven't had the chance to.
Try and let Rosie, if not call on the air, try and let Rosie know you're coming so I make sure my shirt is buttoned properly.
Okay.
The one wears a good shirt.
And my better sweatpants, the ones without the holes. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kira.
Yes, thank you. I'll have a good night.
All right, you too.
It's great. New voices, new people, and I'm still getting a lot of new followers on Facebook.
And young people, too.
Yes.
That's the beauty of it.
Well, it's their future that's at stake.
You better believe it. It is at stake.
Sweet D.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that even if Trump doesn't win, I will still feel very happy that Hillary won't be the first woman president.
There is that. There is,
you know,
I don't know if you've considered this. I've mentioned this on the air, but, you know, I've learned that not all my listeners listen to all 6 hours of me 5 days a week. So you may have missed this. But think about Kankles. She has got to live with the fact that she not only lost to Donald Trump, but a moron, a walking, talking moron like Joe Biden, technically, so far as of now, is leading in this particular election. He, this zombie, who's clearly impaired, got more votes than she did.
Right. And at the very end, Kamala is going to be the president.
Uh-huh.
And Hillary is not.
That's
She's
right.
She's going to be drinking like
and Kamala sooner than later.
Thank
you. Yes, it
will be.
Thank you for the
call. Have a good one.
You know, another thing people forget, in addition to Joe Biden winning one primary back in the spring, just one, Kamala dropped out before the whole thing got started because initially, before people started voting, she was tracking around 15%. There was a lot of interest in her.
Mm-hmm.
Young, horrible, horrible campaigner. And she dropped out when her support fell to 4%. That's before people even started voting. When she has to be, if she has to be on the big stage, she is going to be so exposed. You know, they may like that act in California, but that's not going to play in flyover country.
No.
I promise you that. They're going to need more than Dominion software to overcome that issue, in my humble opinion. And I'll admit, sometimes my opinion isn't all that humble. So since you're here, oh, much beloved and glorious! Prime Minister Playtime, we got some time to talk about Adams Motorsports and what's happening in November.
Oh, everything. We're blowing and going. We got a whole bunch of
already got a bunch of Christmas layaways in the warehouse. So, folks, if you want something special for the family, and I got to tell you, it's wonderful to see the spirit of America when people just want to get out and escape and get away from this insanity, and they buy ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides. The last time I looked, I think motorcycle sales are up 49%, ATV sales are up 50, 60%. People are buying this stuff so they can just enjoy the country while they have the opportunity to do so. And we have the best lines, in my opinion, to do that. We have Kawasaki that sell the Mule, the very original, the very first mobile utility light equipment. That's what it stands for, the very first side-by-side. Kawasaki came out with it. And we have those. We have the Polaris, if you want something with more suspension and faster. Of course, we have the Razor for the guys who like to play. We have the Ranger for people who want to work. And we have the General, which is kind of a hybrid between the two. You can work with it or play with it, and it's kind of my favorite. With motorcycles, we have Kawasaki, which have the famous Ninja. They started the sport bike line. We got the originators. Kawasaki started jet skis. They started side-by-sides. They started the sport bike trend. And we have Suzuki, who's won more motocross championships worldwide than any other brand. We sell the Suzukis, too. We have, of course, the Hayabusa. And the rumor is in 21 we'll get a brand-new Busa. We're looking forward to that. But everything's on sale, Greg. We have big rebates on everything. We can, if you've never ridden, we can help you with that and get you into the Motorcycle Safety Foundation training course, which will get you a break on your insurance. It's a pretty good deal. They'll teach you how to ride. We have everything going on. We try to be a complete dealer.
And there's still time to lay something away for Christmas.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Terry is an official agent of the North Pole. So you visit Adams Motorsport, set it aside, and blow away the family with something
there
really cool.
I'm also in the CAP program, but I can't talk about that.
Everybody that everybody in the family can enjoy, make the Christmas season memorable for years to come.
Be the hero.
You can visit Adams Motorsports. They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle.
Hackle, yes, sir.
And get your credit app started for super low interest rates, like in single digits.
Yes, sir.
And credit standards that are easy to meet at adamsmotorsports.com. 356, Fox News. By the way, let me just say this. We're still running Fox News at the top of the hour. And I hate them because they obviously could care less. I could pick apart every single newscast and show you examples of how they deliver the message in a certain direction.
An agenda.
And that's why sometimes you'll hear accidental sound effects playing in the background. But we have looked into alternatives because so many people have complained about them. But we just can't flip a switch and make it go away. I just want you to know that from all of us here in the studio to upper-level management, that is something that is definitely under consideration. 357.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are light to moderate all over the city right now. A couple of congested places. East Boulevard from I-85 to Vaughan. Troy Highway intersection at East South Boulevard and Taylor Road at East Chase. Everything else light to moderate, including I-65 and 85. We have no accidents at this time. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated all the way home. Your pet is a part of your family. Invisible Fence can give you peace of mind with an outdoor system to keep them at home, or an indoor system to keep them in specific areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and